Chapter 11.
One and the whole earth was of one lip and of one speech. Two and it happened, as they traveled from the east, they found a level valley in the land of Shinar. And they lived there. Three and each one said to his neighbor, Come, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. Four and they said, Come, let us build a city and a tower with its top the heavens, and make a name for ourselves, that we not be scattered on the face of all the earth. 5. And Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of man had built. 6. And Yahweh said, Behold, the people is one, and the lip one to all of them, and this they are beginning to do, and now all which they have determined to do will not be restrained from them. 7. Come, let us go down and mix up their language so that they cannot understand man's evil speech. 8. And Yahweh scattered them from there, over the face of all the earth. And they ceased from building the city. 9. On account of this its name is called Babel, because Yahweh mixed up the speech of all the earth there. And Yahweh scattered them abroad from there on the face of all the earth. 10. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was a son of 100 years and fathered Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. 11. And after he fathered Arpachshad, Shem lived 500 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. 12. And Arpachshad lived 35 years and fathered Salah. 13. And after he fathered Salah, Arpachshad lived 403 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. 14. And Salah lived 30 years and fathered Eber. 15. And after he fathered Eber, Salah lived 403 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. 16. And Eber lived 34 years and fathered Peleg. 17. And after he fathered Peleg, Eber lived 430 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. 18. And Peleg lived 30 years and fathered Reu. 19. And after he fathered Reu, Peleg lived 209 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. 20. And Reu lived 32 years and fathered Serug. 21. And after he fathered Serug, Reu lived 207 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. 22. And Serug lived 30 years and fathered Nahor. 23. And after he fathered Nahor, Serug lived 200 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. 24. And Nahor lived 29 years and fathered Terah. 25. And after he fathered Terah, Nahor lived 119 years. And he fathered sons and daughters. 26. And Terah lived 70 years and fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran. 27. And these are the generations of Terah. Terah fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran fathered Lot. 28. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his birth, in Ur of the Chaldeans. 29. And Abram and Nahor took wives for themselves. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai. And the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. 30. And Sarai was barren, there was no child to her. 31. And Terah took his son Abram, and Lot, Haran's son, his grandson and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abram's wife. And he went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and lived there. 32. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran.
Chapter 12.
1. And Yahweh had said to Abram, Go out from your land and from your kindred, and from your father's house, to the land which I will show you. 2. And I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. 3. And I will bless those who bless you, and curse the one despising you. And in you all families of the earth shall be blessed. 4. And Abram went out, even as Yahweh had spoken to him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was a son of 75 years when he departed from Haran. 5. And Abram took his wife Sarai, and his brother's son, Lot, and all their substance that they had gained, and the persons they had gotten in Haran. And they went out to go into the land of Canaan. And they came into the land of Canaan. 6 and Abram passed through the land as far as the place of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. 7 and Yahweh appeared to Abram and said, I will give this set apart land to your seed. And he built an altar there to Yahweh, who appeared to him. 8 and he moved from there to a mountain on the east of Bethel, and stretched his tent with Bethel toward the sea, an eye on the east. And he built an altar there to Yahweh, and called on the name of Yahweh. 9 and Abram setting forth and going on toward the Negev. 10 and a famine was in the land, so Abram went down into Egypt to stay there. For the famine was severe in the land. 11 And it happened when he had drawn near to come to Egypt, he said to his wife Sarai, Behold, please, I know that you are a beautiful woman to look upon. 12 And it will be, when the Egyptians see you, then they will say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, and they will save you alive. 13 Please say that you are my sister, so that it may be well with me for your sake, and my soul shall live because of you. 14 And it happened, when Abram had come into Egypt, the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was very beautiful. 15 And Pharaoh's princes saw her, and they praised her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. 16 And he did good to Abram because of her. And he had sheep, and oxen, he donkeys, and male slaves, and slave girls, and she donkeys, and camels. 17 And Yahweh touched Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. 18 And Pharaoh called for Abram and said, What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me she is your wife? 19 Why did you say, She is my sister? And so I took her for my wife. And now, behold your wife. Take her and go. 20 And as Pharaoh ordered his men as to him, they sent away him and his wife and all that he had.
Chapter 13
1 And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot being with him into the Negev. 2 And Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. 3 And he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, to the place where his tents had been there at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai. 4 To the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And Abram called there on the name of Yahweh. 5 And Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. 6 And the land was not able to bear them, for dwelling together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. 7 And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite lived then in the land. 8 And Abram said to Lot, Please let there be no strife between me and you, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are men, brothers. 9 Is not all the land before you? Please separate from me. If you go to the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left. 10 And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the circuit of the Jordan, that it was well watered before Yahweh destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of Yahweh, like the land of Egypt as you come to Zoar. 11 Then Lot chose all the circuit of the Jordan for himself. And Lot set forth eastward. And they were separated, each one from his brother. 12 And Abram lived in the land of Canaan, and Lot lived in the cities of the circuit, and tended as far as Sodom. 13 And the men of Sodom were evil and sinners before Yahweh, exceedingly so. 14 And after Lot had separated from him, Yahweh said to Abram, Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you were there, look northward and southward and eastward and westward. 15 For all the land which you see I will give to you, and to your seed always. 16 And I will make your seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can count the dust of the earth, then your seed also will be counted. 17 Rise up. Walk through the land, in its length and in its breadth, for I will give it to you. 18 Then Abram moved his tent and came and lived among the oaks of Mamre, which were in Hebron, and he built an altar to Yahweh there.
Chapter 14
1 And it happened in the days of Amriphel king of Shinar, Ariosh king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal king of the nations, till they made war with Bera king of Sidon, and with Birsha king of Gemara, Shinab king of Admah, and Shamber king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, which is Zor. Three all these were joined together to the valley of Sidim, which is the Salt Sea. Four they served Chedorlaomer for 12 years, and the 13th year they rebelled. Five and in the 14th year Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him came and struck the giants in Ashtaroth-Karnaim, and the Zazims in Ham, and the Emim in Shavakiriatim, six and the Harites in the hills of Seir, as far as the oak of Paran, which is by the wilderness. Seven and they turned back and came to En-Mishpat which is Kadesh, and struck all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites who lived in Hazazon-Thamar. Eight and the king of Sodom went out, and the king of Gemara, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, which is Zor. And they set the battle with them in the valley of Sidim, nine with Chedorlaomer the king of Elam, and with Tidal the king of the nations, and Amriphel the king of Shinar, and Arioch the king of Elasar, four kings with the five. Ten and the valley of Sidim was pitted with asphalt pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and fell there. And they that remained fled to the mountain. 11 And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their food, and went away. 12 And they took Lot, the son of Abram's brother, and his goods, and left, and he was living in Sodom. 13 And one who had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew, for he was living among the oaks of Mamre the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol and Aner. And these were possessor of a covenant with Abram. 14 And when Abram heard that his brother was captured, even then he led out his trained men, born of his household, 318. And they pursued as far as Dan. 15 And he divided against them by night, he and his slaves, and he struck them, and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is on the left of Damascus. 16 And he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother, and also the women and the people. 17 And the king of Sodom went out to meet him, after he returned from smiting Chedorlaomer and the kings which were with him, to the valley of Shavah, it being the valley of the king. 18 And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High El Elyon. 19 And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High El, possessor of heaven and earth. 20 And blessed be the Most High El, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him a tithe of all. 21 And the king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the persons and take the goods for yourself. 22 And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand to Yahweh, the Most High El, the possessor of heaven and earth. 23 That I will not take from all that is yours, from a thread to a shoelatchet, and that you may not say, I have made Abram rich. 24 Nothing for me, only what the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion.
Chapter 15
1 After these things the word of Yahweh came to Abram in a vision, saying, Do not fear, Abram, I am a shield to you, your reward will increase greatly. 2 And Abram said, Adonai Yahweh, what will you give to me? I am going childless and the son of the inheritance of my house is Eleazar of Damascus. 3 And Abram said, Behold, you have given no seed to me, and lo, the son of my house is inheriting of me. 4 And behold, the word of Yahweh came to him saying, This one shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. 5 And he brought him outside and said, Look now at the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them. And he said to him, So shall your seed be. 6 And he believed in Yahweh, and he counted it to him for righteousness. 7 And he said to him, I am Yahweh who caused you to come out of Ur of the Chaldeans, to give you this land to inherit it. 8 And he said, Adonai Yahweh, by what shall I know that I shall inherit it? 9 And he said to him, Take for me a heifer 3 years old, and a she-goat 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old, and a turtle dove, even a nestling. 10 And he took all these for him, and he divided them in the middle, and he laid each piece opposite its neighbor, but he did not divide the bird. 11 And the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, and Abram drove them away. 12 And it happened, as the sun was setting, and a deep sleep fell on Abram. And behold, a terror of great darkness was falling on him. 13 And he said to Abram, Surely you must know that your seed shall be an alien in a land not theirs, and they shall serve them. And they shall afflict them 400 years. 14 And I also will judge the nation whom they shall serve, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. 15 And you shall come to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in good old age. 16 And in the fourth generation they shall come here again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full until now. 17 And it happened, the sun had gone down, and it was dark. Behold, a smoking furnace and a torch of fire that passed over between those pieces. 18 On the day Yahweh cut the covenant with Abram, saying, I have given this land to your seed, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, 19 The Kenite, and the Kenizzite, and the Cadmonite, 20 And the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Rephaim, 21 And the Amorite and the Canaanite, and the Girgashite, and the Jebusite.
Chapter 16
1 And Sarai, Abram's wife, did not bear to him, and to her belonged a female slave, an Egyptian, and her name was Hagar. 2 And Sarai said to Abram, See, now, Yahweh has kept me from bearing, going now to my maidservant, perhaps I may be built up from her. And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. 3 And Sarai, Abram's wife, took her slave girl, Hagar, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife, after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan. 4 And he went in to Hagar and she conceived, and she saw that she had conceived, and her mistress was despised in her eyes. 5 And Sarai said to Abram, My injury be upon you, I gave my slave girl into your bosom, and she saw that she had conceived, and I was despised in her eyes. Let Yahweh judge between me and you. 6 But Abram said to Sarai, See, your slave girl is in your hand. Do to her what is good in your eyes. And Sarai dealt harshly with her, and she fled from her face. 7 And the messenger of Yahweh found her by a well of water in the wilderness, by the well in the way of Shur. 8 And he said, Hagar, Sarai's slave girl, where did you come from? And where do you go? And she said, I am fleeing from the face of my mistress, Sarai. 9 And the messenger of Yahweh said to her, Return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand. 10 And the messenger of Yahweh said to her, I will exceedingly multiply your seed, so that it shall not be numbered for multitude. 11 And the messenger of Yahweh said to her, Behold, you are with child and shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because Yahweh has listened to your affliction. 12 And he shall be a wild donkey of a man, his hand against all, and the hand of everyone against him, and he shall live before all his brothers. 13 And she called the name of Yahweh, the one speaking to her, You, the El of vision. For she said, Even here have I looked after the one seeing me. 14 On account of this, the well was called, The Well of the Living One Seeing Me. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. 15 And Hagar bore a son to Abram, and Abram called the name of his son whom Hagar bore, Ishmael. 16 And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram.